Hello and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralph Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. We are in the month of April. It feels like it's been an eternity since I have been able to see anyone at the gym, as far as in the gym and, interacting. So this morning, I went and I pretended like it was a normal day, so I'm gonna make that like the topic. So you have to bear with me as I get into my truck. It's gonna kill my ratings. So I pretended today, pretended in quotation marks, today was a normal day. I got up. Nah, I can't say I got up at my regular time because I stayed in bed for just a tad. And it was probably about 5 minutes after I normally wake up. But still, my alarm went off as normal. We're going on week three of being closed. So it's been about 2 weeks and a couple days probably since I've just been off of my regular sleep and wake-up time. So I thought, you know what, let's throw a little normal back into it, because at some point I'm going to be back at the fucking gym and I'm going to be there in the morning like normal, and we're going to be back to it. So I decided, you know, let's get into that groove maybe a couple days out of the week. And so that's what I did this morning. And I got up, got dressed, got in. I was able to record the workout videos early, and then I did a workout. And then got some office style stuff done. Now I get to go home and hang out with my family. And I know that part's not normal. But this morning and right now, I feel really good. I feel good with a little bit of normalcy. Sleeping in for me is like 6:30, 7 o'clock maybe. So to do that for 2 weeks and some change. I was getting, worried that I was going to get comfortable with it. So I threw some normalcy in there. And I feel good. I mean, I'm probably going to be tired as shit later on, but, we're in quarantine, so I can just lay down. But, some normalcy. I'm happy to have a little bit of that. So I wanted to, throw it out there to all of you. If you are off of work, if you're just at home, what is it that you can throw in that'll make your day a little normal? Maybe it was just waking up at the same time you normally would and just getting ready for the day at that time. I know a lot of us don't need to, but I think we're at the point now in this whole not going to work, things are thrown off, it's not my regular schedule, that mentally we need to make sure we're checked in. Mentally, we need to make sure that we're healthy. One thing for being physically active and breaking a sweat and, keeping our fitness up, that's one thing. But it's a total opposite and more important thing that mentally we're still there. I can say that I'm happy and I'm very, I'm happy with what I'm able to do with my kids being home and being able to spend time with my whole family inside and, doing things with them. But it would be a lie if I told you that I was overall happy with everything I get to do throughout the day, because I don't get to do the thing that I want to do. I don't get to do the thing that, puts food on my, on my table. I don't get to go to work. I don't get to do my job. So no, I'm not happy. And I think the last couple of days have really shown that. Maybe I'm a little more, snappy with the kids, or something frustrates me a little bit easier than normal. So to check in mentally, like, how are you doing? How am I doing? And whether it's, you can figure it out yourself, great. If not, text a friend, FaceTime somebody, FaceTime me, I don't care. Check in though. Check in with those around you. Check in with yourself more importantly, and make sure that your mental state stays, healthy as well. Find the things that you can control within this situation and find the things that you enjoy about this situation. Because we can't just, as much as I would love to, I can't smack anybody to get this thing done. It doesn't seem like a simple fix in my eyes, but it seems that things could be moving along better, so to speak. But what the fuck do I know? I own a fucking gym. So it's not like I can't dwell on the fact that, oh, fuck, I can't go to that store. I can't go hang out with those people. I can't go to the gym. But what I can do is I can bring people workouts via video. I can work out myself. I can hang out with my kids. I can teach my kids. I can spend more time programming. I can spend, this is a good one, because Tara and I have sat down yesterday and talked about this. We can sit down now and discuss how do we move forward as a business? Are we like the butterfly in the cocoon at the moment? And then once this is over, we're going to morph into something else that we never thought could be and will be even better than before we went into this quarantine. So like when life goes on, are you going to be better than when this quarantine happened? Are you going to probably maybe be the same, or are you going to come out better? Are you going to have, and that doesn't mean like, oh, I saved more money and I'm more powerful in this aspect. It's how do you take this and make yourself better because of it? I mean, if you're a worrier to begin with, and then this happens, you're probably scared shitless. But if you can practice some breathing techniques, if you can work on meditation, whatever it is to make yourself a little more mentally tough, maybe that's the thing you carry then forward into your everyday stuff, into your work life, your family life, everything. So trying to find a positive within this is going to be the best thing for you, and then focus on it rather than the things that we can't change and the things that we aren't allowed to do, so to speak. And that is, again, in quotation marks, you can't see it, but what we're not allowed to do. I know some people are still going out. I mean, we're going out and meeting at Run Club, but we're keeping our distance. We're not licking each other's feet. I mean, we're going to keep those precautions, but we're also going to get out and I'm going to enjoy the fresh air. I'm not touching anything that, you know, is going to get me sick or possibly get someone else sick. You know what I mean? So as long as you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing within the guidelines and trying to make yourself better while keeping everybody else around you safe, is going to be the most important thing at this time. So keep that in your head as these weeks, it's supposed to be all of April now. I mean, we're on April 1st. If you're listening to this on April 1st, my kids are going to be home for all of fucking April until May. They're supposed to get out like early fucking May or late or mid May this year. So they may be out until August or whenever the fuck we're supposed to go back into school. So I'm trying to mentally prepare for that. So keep positive. There's a lot of negative, right? There's a lot of negative shit that you can focus on, but focus on the positive. And again, I put it up on Instagram. I got a FaceTime call with one of our, not even an athlete right now, but she's a friend. I consider Tina a very good friend. And having her FaceTime me fucking made my whole day and made me want to have more interactions like that. So if you need to FaceTime me, call me, text me. I'm a big texter. So yeah, I hope I hear from you. Stay positive. Think about the good. Fuck everything else. All right, guys, have a great day. I cannot wait to see you all back in the gym. Happy Wednesday, everybody.